Good morning.
And welcome to those of you in the radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on this program, or if you may have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer. Why is it that the church at East Albertville does not have a Christmas program? You know, many churches have Christmas programs, which are plays depicting the Christmas story and manger scenes. All of these are common. Many songs about the birth of Jesus will be sung. Church buildings will be decorated with Christmas trees, garlands, and wreaths. Some will have parties with fun, food, and gifts. Why do we not have such Christmas programs? First of all, we're not told when Jesus was born. In fact, we did not know the year that Jesus was born. He was born somewhere between 7 B.C. and 4 B.C. The problem was the calendar. Henry Haley wrote in a section he called, Why Christ Was Born 4 Years Before Christ, and I quote, When Christ was born, time was reckoned in the Roman Empire from the founding of the city of Rome. When Christianity began, the universal religion over what had been the Roman world, a monk named Dionysius Exiguus, at the request of the Emperor Justinian, made a calendar in 526 A.D., reckoning time from the birth of Christ to supersede the Roman calendar. Long after the Christian calendar had replaced the Roman calendar, it was found that Dionysius had made a mistake in placing the birth of Christ in the year 753 AUC, that is, from the founding of Rome. It should have been 749 or a year or two earlier. So the reason we say that Christ was born in 4 B.C., is merely because the maker of the Christian calendar made a mistake of 4 or 5 years in coordinating it with the Roman calendar which it replaced. And that's taken from Haley's Bible Handbook on page 492. So not only do we not know the year that Christ was born, we don't know the month nor the day that Jesus was born. The Bible doesn't say. It most likely, however, was not on December the 25th. Luke's record says in Luke chapter 2 and verse 8, Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. It would be likely that the shepherds would be not in the fields on the month of December. In fact, let me read you a quote from Albert Barnes, and I quote, The climate was mild, and to keep their flocks from straying, they spent the night with them. It's also a fact that the Jews sent out their flocks into the mountainous and desert regions during the summer months and took them up in the latter part of October or the first of November when the cold weather commenced. While away in these deserts and mountainous regions, it was proper that there should be someone to attend them to keep them from straying and from the ravages of wolves and other wild beasts. It's probable from this that our Savior was born before the 25th of December, or before what we call Christmas. At that time, it is cold, and especially in the high and the mountainous regions about Bethlehem. But the exact time of his birth is unknown. There's no way to ascertain it. By different learned men, it's been fixed at each month in the year. Nor is it of consequence to know the time. If it were, God would have preserved the record of it. Matters of moment are clearly revealed. Those which he regards as of no importance are concealed. And that's from Albert Barnes in his commentary, Barnes Notes. The exact date of Jesus' birth, then, is unknown. The legendary date of December 25th cannot be traced back further than the 4th century, and that we learn from the Wycliffe Bible commentary. Another notable commentary author, Adam Clark, made this statement, and I quote, "It was a custom among the Jews to send out their sheep to deserts about the Passover and bring them home at the commencement of the first rain. During the time they were out, the shepherd watched them day and night. As the Passover occurred in the spring, and the first rain began early in the month, which answers to the part of our October and November, we find that the sheep were kept out in the open country during the whole of the summer. And as these shepherds had not yet brought home their flocks, it is presumptive argument that October had not yet commenced, and that consequently our Lord was not born on the 25th of December, when no flocks would have been in the fields, nor could he have been born later than September, as the flocks were still in the field by night. On this very ground, the nativity in December should be given up. The feeding of the flocks by night in the fields is a chronological fact which casts considerable light upon this disputed point." End of quote. And one other one from the Encyclopedia of Ecclesiastical Literature by McClintock and Strong, Volume 2, page 276. I quote, "The observance of Christmas is not of divine appointment, nor is it of New Testament origin. The day of Christ's birth cannot be ascertained from the New Testament, or indeed from any other source. The fathers of the first three centuries did not speak of any special observance of the birth of Christ. The institution may be sufficiently explained by the circumstance that it was the taste of the age to multiply festivals. At the same time, the heathen winter holidays, Saturnus, Novella, Brahmala, were undoubtedly transformed and, so to speak, sanctified by the establishment of the Christian cycle of holidays, and the heathen customs were brought over into Christian use." End of quote. So, yet, in spite of all of this, there are some who suggest that a December birth date is possible. This comes a quote from Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown commentary, and I quote, "But recent travelers tell us that in the end of December, after the rains, the flowers come again into bloom, and the flocks again issue forth. The nature of the seasons in Palestine could hardly have been unknown to those who fixed upon the present Christmas period. The difficulty, therefore, is perhaps more imaginary than real." End of quote. If December is the birth of Christ, then it is a pure guess. Many dates have been suggested for the birth of Christ, such as January the 6th, March the 25th, January the 10th, May the 20th, and December 25th. In fact, every month in the year has been suggested at some point by someone. What we do know about the birth of Christ is only what we find written in the text. The birth of Jesus was in Bethlehem, Matthew 1, 25, Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. The shepherds visited the same night, Luke 2, verses 8 through 20. Jesus was circumcised the eighth day, Luke 2:21. Jesus' presentation was 40 days after his birth, Luke 2 and verse 22. The wise men visited, Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. We're not told how many wise men there were. They came to the house, not the manger, Matthew 2 and verse 11. Jesus' parents journeyed, taking him to Egypt, as recorded in Matthew 2, verses 13 through 15. The male children were killed in an unsuccessful attempt to try to kill Jesus that Matthew records in Matthew 2, verses 16 and 18. And then they returned back to Nazareth from out of Egypt, Luke 2 and verse 39. That's what we do know about the birth of Christ. Well, how then did December 25th become to be the birth of Christ? Again, we have seen it's not because of the Bible. There's no record in the Bible of Jesus being born on December 25th. In fact, the Catholic Encyclopedia, Volume 3, page 724, says Christmas was not among the earliest festivals of the Church. Origen, who lived about 245 B.C., I'm sorry, A.D., repudiated the idea of keeping the birthday of Christ as if he were a King Pharaoh. This is recorded in the Encyclopedia Britannica. Clement of Alexandria, who lived about 200 A.D., mentioned several speculations on the date of Christ's birth and condemned them as superstitious, and that too is found in the Encyclopedia Britannica. There is a pagan background, however, to December 25th. And I quote from, again, the Encyclopedia Britannica, quote, "The Christmas date, December 25th, is first met with in the West in the 4th century. The Eastern date was January the 6th, and was then possibly borrowed from a pagan festival. The Roman Saturnalia was a 7-day pagan festival, December 17th through the 24th, in honor of Saturn. The 25th was a day of worship of the sun god, Mastra, which was a celebration of victory of light over darkness." And two, the Encyclopedia Britannica reports that, quote, "The traditional customs connected with Christmas have developed from several sources as a result of the coincidence of the celebration of the birth of Christ with the pagan agricultural and solar observation at midwinter. In the Roman world, the Saturnalia, December 17th, was a time of merrymaking and exchange of gifts. December 25th was also regarded as the birth date of the Iranian mystery god, Mirtha, the son of righteousness." End of quote. Also, there is a Catholic background to December 25th. Liberius, Bishop of Rome, who was a pope, changed the date from January the 6th in 353 BC, A.D. to December 25th in 354 A.D. He arrived at that date saying that conception was March 25th, and then he added 9 months. But friends, we're not authorized to observe Christ's birth. There's no Bible authority. Observing the birth of Christ is a religious act. We must have Bible authority for all that we do in religion. Colossians 3:17 and 2 John 9. There is simply no authority for observing the birth of Christ. There's no command, there's no example, nor is there any necessary conclusion to be drawn that would authorize such an observance. Two, we are forbidden to observe special days. In Galatians 4, verses 8 through 10, we should observe as seasons of holy time what it can be proved God has commanded us and no more. Albert Barnes said that, and I agree with him. Why do what's not authorized and fail to do what is authorized? You know, some will only attend church services at Christmas or Easter, and yet they fail to observe his death every Lord's Day, which is the very thing that we have authorized, Acts 20 and verse 7. But friends, we see that our time is gone. We appreciate your listening. We hope that you will again tune in tomorrow. And it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.